This week, we'll hear from several creative folks who have unearthed amazing shows, and they're eager to share them with you. We'll hear about an artist who makes all his own paints, brushes, and even paper, a concert featuring local legends, a solo show based on portraits drawn of young incarcerated men, and another portraiture exhibit that will make you feel like you're face-to-face with the subjects. First is Ellen Seeger from Montpelier. She's recommending artist Nick Netto.
As I walked in, the first piece of artwork I saw was an incredibly striking drawing of bees on their honeycomb, drawn with crayons the artist made of beeswax and natural pigments. Each of the more than two dozen works are striking in themselves, and more so because of the materials Nick made himself, the crayons, ink, charcoal, brushes, pens, and sometimes even the paper. Nick is a naturalist and artist and craftsperson, and rarely do we see such a combination.
See Nick Netto's works at the Vermont Arts Council on State Street through February. And meet the artist at the opening reception Friday, January 23rd from 4:30 till 7:30. Next, Emily Anderson is an artist from Hinesburg, and she suggests the concert full of legendary musicians this weekend at CVU.
Wonderful music in an intimate setting. All of the musicians in the three groups performing are well known for their talent and technique, including Jamie Mayfield, John Fishman, and Rob Morse. Come on out to Hinesburg for an awesome night out.
Local Legends is Friday, January 23rd at 7:30 at CVU's auditorium. Mary Admasion is an artist from Montpelier, and she recommends August Burns' first show of solo portraits up now at Vermont Supreme Court's gallery called The Eyes Have It.
In this collection of work, you can see how the artist establishes a strong relationship with all of her models and captures the life and soul of each one. Some of my favorites are her life-size charcoal drawings on mylar of the kids in her neighborhood. It's the first time I've experienced this form of contemporary realism. It makes you feel as if the model is actually standing next to you. Also, her traditional oil on linen portraits are full of expressive color and energy. If you get a chance, this is a must-see.
See it now through March 31st. And last today is Jack Breyer of Grafton. He suggests My Favorite Broadway at Main Street Arts in Saxon's River. It's an evening of show-stopping Broadway tunes, including selections from an upcoming production of Les Mis.
And they're also going to get a sneak peek at the newly expanded and renovated MSA building ahead of its grand opening later this year. I dropped in to see the rehearsals a few days ago. Both the building and the performances under music director Walt Serra are showstoppers. They're great reasons for you to pay a visit to 35 Main Street in Saxon's River this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m.
Find out more details about these shows at vpr.net/arthounds. Support for Art Hounds comes from Vermont Arts Council, celebrating Vermont Arts 2015. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.